Welcome to the third edition of the Can't Complain podcast, where we are nowhere closer to knowing how to make a podcast than the first, but that hasn't stopped us yet, has it, Oliver?
Sure hasn't.
On today's show, three is our lucky number. We are three co-hosts with three topics, and like most trilogies out there, the third episode just never really lives up to the first one. Or will it? We'll find out. We'll be discussing trilogies, babies, and a magical number three after this.
Three guys who like to complain, we are gonna try to entertain. Let us hope it's not in vain, it's the Can't Complain
Podcast. Hi guys, what's up? How are you doing? My name is Oliver, as always, and with me I have Robin and Sigwald.
Hi.
Robin, for some reason, cannot host anymore. He's dead.
Wow, that's...
He's still here. Anyways,
very dark.
We're starting off with the magic number of three.
Yeah.
Or a spiritual number. Where is the topic?
Wait, give me a second. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, sorry. I just really wanted to hear you talk about this.
Sigwald, we really want to... I'm doing great. How are you, Sigwald?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for asking me, Sigwald. I, too, am doing fantastic. Or should I say, three am doing fantastic. That's right, guys. Today's topic is number three.
Pretty sure I already got that from the intro, right?
No.
But it's all good things. You have to repeat it three times, and this must have been the third time.
One more.
Today we're talking about the letter number three.
Whoa. All right. After a great start.
Sigwald,
your topic. What is it?
Yes, it's the magical number three. Have you guys seen that three is everywhere? Like, every single where.
It is a magical number.
It is, right? Third time's a charm. Yeah. And you also get it in the Bible. Everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere. It's a symbol of the completeness.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what they're saying in the Bible.
Holy Trinity?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, did you read the whole Bible before you came here today?
In preparation?
Not today, no. I read it before. Can't remember anything, to be totally honest.
Great.
But still, I did some research. I found out Jesus resurrected three people. He woke up on the third day from resurrection, of course.
And that's about it.
That's about it. Great. And thank you for today. My name is Robin. Oliver.
Signing out. Off. And as always, Sigwald isn't here.
All
right. What else, Sigwald?
No. He was crucified at the third hour as well. So
Okay.
There's a couple of other things.
Okay.
There's also time that is divided into three.
What do you mean, time?
Past, present, and future.
That's pretty...
But that's three, right? Why isn't it four? Why isn't it five? Why isn't it just two?
We actually talked about this the other day when we were playing video games that I refer to triangle.
Sorry, I don't play video games. I only study.
Yes, you do.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, you do.
Hey, Dad.
That I call triangle for some reason. Three?
Three.
You call
three?
It three?
Yeah, we talked about that.
That was yesterday.
Three points,
actually.
And then, that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
was
it's button three.
That's where you got
We were at prison.
No.
Yes, we were at prison. We were downstairs.
Okay, but wait. We're derailing.
Ah, we might have been downstairs in prison, actually.
Yes.
But Sigwald. So on the number three.
Yes.
Do you have an explanation?
For the number three?
Yeah, why does it keep reoccurring?
I think it's because we as humans look for patterns in things, and in order for us to actually be able to create a pattern, we need three things. Just three things. Two is too little to create a pattern. Three is the perfect number, because then you can see what happened, what will happen, and what is happening right now.
So you think there's something psychological about the number three?
There is definitely something psychological about number three.
It's just such a nut. I don't know. I mean...
Like, if you've seen in the advertisements as well...
Oliver's leaving.
Yeah.
He's opening the door. Okay.
I thought he was getting bored already, so he's just walking out.
Yeah, this is too much for me.
Okay.
No, but it's... According to some research, it is the smallest number you need to actually create a pattern.
Right, that's what I learned in math class.
Yeah?
Yes, with Mr. Campbell.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I remember
Who's Mr.
that.
Campbell?
That was my math teacher in high school.
Oh.
When I listened to Bangkok.
Oh.
Okay, we're there again.
Oh, just moving
have
on.
Have you mentioned it on the podcast
I
yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes, that's I used to live in Thailand. How cool is that?
How many years?
2 years.
Oh,
I wish it was hoping three. Yeah, yeah. I was really hoping it was 3 years.
But can anybody, can you think of anything else on number three, Oliver? Or Sigurd?
Actually, yeah? It's funny because when I was doing my own independent research, I was looking up on numerology websites.
Mm. What's that?
It's the spirituality of the numbers, I suppose you can say.
Okay.
So according to this numerology website I was looking into, and I will say their website was a mess, so I don't really take it. I don't take it at face value. Anyways, they explained that number three is the angel number. It has the energy of kindness, joy, creativity, and imagination. It represents inspiration, creation, manifestation, and growth. It symbolizes the interconnectedness of your body, mind, and spirit.
I'm sorry. I'm not actually laughing at what you're reading about, because that's somewhat interesting. I'm just the fact that he's done this research.
But it literally...
I take this seriously. Surprised.
Yeah, I know.
And so basically it comes down to divine energy, which comes with the spirituality and the sense of religion that Sigvald is touching on.
You know what I was thinking about? When number three, what just came in my mind, you know, it's like girls superhero movies, kind of, right? Charlie's Angels, aren't they three?
Powerpuff Girls,
exactly.
Totally Spies,
aren't they?
Oh, they're also three, actually.
Are they three?
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's
yeah. All good things are three.
Exactly.
Except Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they had to be four.
Yeah, they just had to break the code, the code of three.
Oh, but what is it? What are they based on again? What are the names from?
Oh, it's a Leonardo,
Three Musketeers.
Donatello. Renaissance painters and.
What was that? But yeah,
Leonardo,
I don't know
Donatello.
Why I thought of Three Musketeers.
And others.
Three Musketeers anyways, is
also
number
but
three.
Aren't they like technically four? That's the thing. I don't know. Anyways,
I haven't read the books.
Might be. You
know,
you also have rock, paper, scissors though, which is also three, right? There's not four elements there, only three.
I bet you if. If somebody knows a good explanation for this, that we are
comment
completely
in our Patreon.
We have no clue. There's also other things. You also walk, you jog, and you run. Three phases of movements.
What about crawling?
Crawling.
Yeah, you can also crawl.
Stumble.
But that's
swimming.
On your two
stumble.
Feet.
Swimming.
Stumble.
That is stumbling. That's
yeah.
not actually
it's
moving
sprinting.
To one direction.
Yeah, you are. You're stumbling towards
reversing.
Something. Yeah.
Towards the ground, yes.
Back-flipping. Back-flipping.
Serpentining.
Yeah, we get it, guys.
Rolling.
There's multiple ones.
Okay, there you
but
go.
But it was just...
Debunked. The number three.
Get lawyered, son.
Last one.
Oh, you have one?
Oh,
have
two one? Two more.
Oh, okay. Go.
You always count down from three. Or count up to three.
That
depending.
Is true. One, two, three, go.
Or three,
but
two,
but sometimes
one.
You say one, two, three, go.
Mm-hmm.
And then technically...
Yeah,
that's
but is
four.
That... That's not the
but
four.
That's the same reason for patterns, right? It's maybe that's, you know, three, two would be too short. You'd be like, two,
yeah.
one.
One, two. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm not ready.
And also, what about all the people that, you know, like in whatever children's movies and stuff, that one guy who cheats always goes on two, right? I'm just saying there are exceptions to the rule.
Wait, what? He only always goes on
it's
two.
It's like, you know, whenever you're going to do a race or something,
oh,
and like one,
right.
and then on two,
and
he
then
starts
then he
running,
starts
and it's
running.
Like.
But he never gets disqualified.
Dinkelberg.
Never.
No, exactly.
It's weird.
Dinkelberg.
Where's the lineman on this?
Yeah. VAR. Where's the referees? Come on.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah. You also have the three kingdoms. So you have animal kingdom, you have the mineral kingdom, and you have the vegetable kingdom.
You forgot about mushrooms, whatever. That's also a kingdom.
Fungi.
No, but this is
fungi
a,
kingdom.
This is the kingdoms within a game that I played when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. So it's not actually scientific.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
no.
I was like,
what
are you talking
I
about?
Thought
it's
you
for
were
guessing objects.
Right.
So you ask if they're in the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, or the mineral kingdom.
I was
then
just thinking of other board games, but no other board games has
nope,
three.
Nope, they don't. That's why I picked that one.
Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit.
Four corners, and the circle.
Mm.
That's six though.
Trivial Pursuit is like five.
No, it's six.
Jesus.
Six in one. Right?
Anyways.
So if you divide that by two, you have three.
So we got absolutely nowhere closer to solving the mystery.
Of three.
Of three.
No, we didn't.
Unfortunately.
But that's alright. That's okay.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln also said this: government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's also three.
Mm.
So what are you saying? Abraham Lincoln is a spiritual icon?
No, it's more being persuasive.
Oh.
When you're using three things to describe something.
Right.
We're 10 minutes in and we still haven't on the number three. And we still haven't talked about Illuminati. Do you have anything on that, Sigwell? I didn't do research, but I just like...
I didn't do research on Illuminati,
I don't know. Either that or it's just me and triangles again.
You're too fixated on triangles.
My research was just writing a lot of... drawing a lot of triangles. That's all I did.
A lot of threes, in my case. But, yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm Gucci. Or actually, have you guys ever wondered why you...
That's the third time we've been good, and Sigwell's been, I have one more. Yeah.
We're just dragging these out of my ass now.
Mm. Oh, you.
Have you ever wondered why the night seems a bit blue-ish? Like, when
I
you
have
look
wondered
at
once
objects,
in a while.
Yeah, right?
Why what?
Why, during the nighttime, objects might seem a bit bluer than they actually are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is because... of the trichromatic theory, and that's how we perceive light, right?
Okay.
And it's three prime colors.
I was just about to say, where are you going with this?
No. Three prime colors. So you have blue, you have green, and you have red. And by combining those three in some way, you can get every single color. But you see blue during the night because that's the shortest waves.
Ah. Huh. Okay.
So now you know.
Huh.
Okay. I mean, useful. Yeah. I'll take it.
Huh.
Probably won't remember it.
No, never.
No.
Maybe a fun fact you can use.
I'll remember it.
We probably won't remember it after this break we're about to take. And bye.
Haha. Speaking of three, many people such as I have often stood in the situation where they are pressing for time, with no printer at hand, when having it to hit a deadline, sign an important paper, or print tickets for an international holiday. Luckily, those days may have been numbered, as Yoshi Ink provides you with your own octopus that will provide you with all the ink you need. Yeah, that's right. Yoshi Ink has found a way to make reliable and refillable ink pods for the printer, which they are willing and able to sell to our listeners for a cheap, cheap price. So, make sure to check out Yoshi.com, that is Yoshi.com, and use the code CANCOMPLAIN for 15% off of your first purchase to get all your printer's need fixed.
Winston Churchill, historic description of the Battle of the Britain. This is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is, perhaps, the end of the beginning. Hi, Oliver.
Hey.
I heard you wanted to talk about babies.
Oh, right, yes.
That was a great introduction. I just want to say, whatever.
I'm a little taken aback right here.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
I saved that one.
All right, babies. So, in my research for finding anything substantial with the number three, I came across this news article released 2 hours before I started my research, which meant it was released at 11 a.m. today. It was an article on CNN about three babies that had been left in an apartment complex in Florida on three different years. Turns out these babies were all related.
Directly?
How? Directly. Mom and dad being the same throughout the three babies.
So they were left in an apartment?
They were left in front of an apartment door on three different years. One in 2016, one in 2017, and guess what? One in
2019. Damn it.
I wish it was 2020, because then it would be something like play on three there, but whatever.
Okay.
So it's their form of abortion?
No.
What?
Whoa.
Sequel, do you know how abortion works?
It's Florida is actually something called a safe haven state.
It's a bad joke.
Which means that you can leave a baby in the first week in front of any public institution, such as police stations or fire brigade stations, without being prosecuted, as long as they're not looking malnourished.
Goddamn.
Yes, this is real. I looked it up.
No way.
Yes, wait.
And these three babies got all left
by
the fire
department? But they weren't left by the fire brigade. They were left in an apartment complex, which means that the prosecutors or the police are looking into this, because this is a relatively unique case, as it's never been seen before. Like, they're all related.
Yeah, but what has, like, do the parents know this person in the apartment?
So this is what I was about to come into. So apparently the mother is in an abusive relationship, according to the note she left with the baby, saying that she fears for her life and the baby, so she'd rather have it, you know, taken care of by strangers that are, in her mind, more fit to take care of the child. The thing is, she doesn't leave it at any institution, as I spoke about before, or any public place. So the police are looking into it. Also because the note she leaves are quite daring. Or not daring, but like...
Do you have the note?
No, I... I have the note here in my back pocket.
No, maybe they published it. I don't know.
No. They just said no and then described it.
Do they know who she is?
No. But it's kind of freaky in the sense that...
Mysterious.
It's mysterious and it's... It's weird.
Mm. What do you think? But also, it is Florida.
It is Florida.
True. The meme that the state. Florida, man. The meme state.
Yeah.
Yeah. The state of memes.
Can't really be surprised with anything that happens in that state.
No.
We are speaking from experience, obviously, being European. Oh, yeah.
We've definitely been there, all three of us.
I have actually been, and it was a weird experience.
Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where?
I went to the Keys. We were in Orlando, and we were... what's the other big city?
Miami,
right? Yeah.
Three different locations.
Oh,
no way!
Okay.
went to Disney World. That was great.
What do you think? By the way, I completely forgot. No, I didn't forget anything. I'm sorry. Right, I thought Oliver slipped there, but that wasn't a complaint.
No, it wasn't. No,
you're good. You're good.
I was about to.
That was close though. Gucci. You said it was weird.
Yeah, but it's not a bad weird. It's just. Well, seeing, especially Miami, is just, you know, as you've heard in all the songs, it's a lot.
Mm. Okay, but back to the babies. What do you think the father did to this?
Well,
because suddenly a baby's gone.
He's probably drunk and doesn't care. And if he doesn't have to feed a child, what should he care?
Too bad. I know nothing about this.
Like, but let's just analyze him. You know,
analyze him.
Paint a picture.
I'm not necessarily sure.
190.
Nah, he sounds like a short guy. Maybe
short
six,
guy.
No,
bald.
5'8".
Definitely
that's
bald.
That's mean against bald people. Not that anybody here is bald.
But he's bald. His baldness is actually. A reason for that is because of an acid accident back in the day.
God,
we're slipping off here.
I'm going to take us back on track. Because this is now a little bit... We've been good at not complaining. We probably have complained today already, but we...
No, I don't think so.
We have a new segment we're introducing to the podcast called Can Complain.
Oh, wow. So play on words, huh?
So where we can all complain very shortly about things that are annoying. Cue jingle.
Can't complain.
Oh, I made a short one. It's a part of the podcast where you can't complain. Stigwell, it's your turn. Let's hope it's not lame.
We should. That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Yeah,
and then each of us could actually do that for everyone.
Yeah. So, Sigal, start us off.
I started watching Michael Jordan's new documentary, The Last Dance, on Netflix. It's really good, and it got me hooked. Mm. But why does the next episode air in a week?
Now that's a complaint.
Not really finished, though, but yeah.
Oliver, your turn.
I would like to complain about Neighbors.
Neighbors?
Specifically Neighbors that can't mind their own business.
Now that's a complaint.
And I would like to complain about why the final... movie in the series always to have two parts.
Now that's a complaint.
I'm going to just take Oliver's voice on that.
The thing is, I was about to say, I get it when it comes to fictional TV shows and you want to keep the suspension, but this is a documentary. We know how...
Right.
I was about to say, fuck there.
We know how it ends.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We know Jordan's life. We know he gets the three-peat. He goes on to win 6 championships. But they can't just give us everything right now. We have to wait there.
Oh, can I hit them with a nut? Can I hit them with another complaint?
Yeah.
Sickle's outfit.
Now that's a complaint.
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing to complain about.
Texas A&M boy over here.
Yeah,
or more, should I say,
proud.
ATM.
Got it. Got
Whoa.
It. It actually does say
automatic ATM. Transaction machine?
You want some money?
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
In these times.
I love your outfit.
Okay, and that takes us to... We'll be back.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body gives you three as a magic number. And speaking of three, we got trilogies. And speaking of trilogies, we got Robin. So Robin, why won't you start speaking about trilogies?
I just want to say I'm very impressed with the with the introductions to the segments now. That's great. Very deep and meaningful.
Very deep.
Okay, anyways, so on the topic of three, I thought we'd just, you know, discuss some trilogies.
You're almost deeper than Adele there.
Because I'm rolling in it?
Okay.
Trilogies. Can we take another break? Me and Sickle have to make out.
Sorry I'm taken, but...
Okay. Anyways.
What?
Trilogies. We've all seen them, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your favorite trilogy, Oliver? You're not ready. Okay, Sigma.
I'm not ready.
Like, you knew this was coming up. They were supposed to have a nice little round conversation. All right.
My favorite trilogy, the first thing that came to mind, is the...
Yes.
The Hunger Games trilogy.
No way.
But, that was actually the first one.
I'm pretty sure...
Isn't that
four? No,
but it is three books. It is three books.
But the thing is...
they split the last movie.
Which was one of my complaints, right?
Because they're doo-doo heads.
They're doo-doo. They're money people.
I need the money, so we make it four.
Okay, if it's a proper trilogy, would you say the Ocean series is a trilogy?
The what?
The Ocean series?
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's a great...
That's a great trilogy, actually. I didn't think about that.
Bourne movies was a trilogy.
Until the last one.
Yeah.
Haven't they done five Bourne movies?
Now five, yeah. But there was one that was like that weird
with the
arrow
Chris Renner
guy.
Yeah, Renner.
I don't know. Did you guys hear he dropped an album?
Ooh. Oh, he did. That's just weird.
It's so weird. The music
Who dropped an album?
That arrow guy.
Renner.
Oh,
Renner
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right,
it's so weird.
He plays Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye. Thank you. Arrow guy. I don't know.
Hawkeye.
You know what arrows have?
What do they have?
Arrowheads, three tips, or three
triangles.
A triangle.
Illuminati.
So you know, great number, practical triangles. Anyways, trilogies. So yours is Hunger Games, Oliver?
No, the Oceans.
Oceans. Yeah. Okay, but can we admit I love Ocean's 11? I love all of them, but Ocean's 12. You haven't seen Ocean's 11.
You haven't even seen them, but that's your favorite.
It's not on Netflix.
I just watched.
Started on Ocean's 12.
I just watched.
Get a VPN.
I watched the 12th and the 13th, or the 2nd and the
3rd. So you haven't even seen the best. He didn't even see like the introduction to the whole trilogy.
I didn't actually.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I will say I was a little.
Wait, so you don't even have a trilogy in your mind?
No, the Oceans.
Oceans?
Yeah, I like
it. It's your best one, even though you haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, but I'm assuming the 11th is pretty good.
The
11th is the first.
Well, okay. And in 1 second, when Sigwell's set up again, he's going to tell me about his favorite.
Go Sigwell.
Go Sigwell. Go Sigwell. Go Sigwell. Go Sigwell.
Get naked. Get naked. Get naked.
Yeah, I'm back.
You're feeling something for Sigwell today, Oliver.
I am. He's just a sexy man. Elena, I'm coming for him.
This is getting creepy.
That's official. All right, single favorite trilogy.
There's so many to choose from, man.
Yeah, but you gotta pick one.
So
you
many.
Have to choose the
Only
right
one.
Single. Maybe what? Someone that God is close it. To your heart and close to your body, specifically something that lives in the same city as you.
Oh, also,
not you, Oliver.
Sigil complained about there being so many trilogies.
All right, yes.
Yeah,
I did.
Gosh,
I still gotta figure out what we gotta do when we complain. And then not
the listeners, you listening, we gotta figure it out.
Yeah, you know, no, they don't, but we'll tell at the end where to find us. Anyway, Sigwell, favorite trilogy, pick one. We had all day for this,
yeah, but I couldn't pick a favorite. That's the thing.
Pick a favorite for the podcast.
Can I pick three?
Yeah, I guess, that works.
I can pick three.
Pick three.
I want to start off with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because the all three movies are great. Absolutely fantastic.
Number two?
I would say The Dark Knight. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises.
Holy cow, right.
Well, it's game over, Oliver.
Yeah.
You don't even know your movies, man. Yeah, okay.
And the last one.
Come on, you got one.
Maybe The Avengers, just because it's given me so much joy.
Is that three movies? That's like a shit ton of... That's like 28
No,
movies.
But the Avengers universe is a lot.
No, it's four movies.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Yeah, the last one was split.
Oh, Endgame was also split. I take it back. I only picked two.
So, but I complain about that one, so I can't pick that one. Because I dislike it. Because it has two movies instead of one at the end.
Because you're doo-doo head.
Because they're doo-doo head.
But I take it back.
Are you taking it back?
Yeah, because it's not three movies.
Yeah,
it's
not
a trilogy. I totally forgot that they actually split the last one.
So
we're only going with two. Actually, I want to see Star Wars as well.
No,
but
you're not
that's like
to.
Nine.
You are not. No, that's the thing. So Star Wars.
You couldn't split it into three, three, and three, though.
There are three trilogies.
Yes.
Right? You have the originals, prequels, sequels.
Exactly.
So if you have to pick one of the three,
I'll pick the four, five, and six.
Four, five, and six?
Yeah.
So the originals?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was going to say my favorite, also Star Wars. But my favorite are prequels.
The prequels, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The prequels?
Just because I grew up with them.
Right.
And they're great memes.
Yeah.
Right? Reddit, prequel memes. Amazing.
And the war scenes or the fighting scenes.
Yeah, the fighting scenes. Oof.
Mm.
Yeah. As a kid.
Especially in the third one. Holy shit.
Or
when
the fight with
Jar Jar Binks.
Darth Maul. Incredible. Oh.
And you didn't really care about Jar Jar Binks. You were too young to realize that all the grown-ups who were like
groaning
at this point, right? Who were waiting for these movies,
waited like
20, 30 years for Jar Jar Binks. So I get that's annoying, but you know, 20 years later, great.
But there was a reason for that. So kids like us were like, oh, he's silly.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, I guess. But you know, there's a whole.
Misa, so boy, big.
So there's a great great Star Wars. So I'm into all these Star Wars theories because I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to Star Wars. Especially me and my brother, we look at all of them, and there's one that's like maybe the best, and that's Jar Jar Binks, Sith Jar Jar Binks.
Oh yes, I've seen.
I've heard that.
So funny
because like they and like people have like taken clips of him in battle, right, where he's like tumbling around. But they're like, what if he's expertly dodging all these bullets? And like the first thing he does to jump into like the water, he does like a triple front flip and then perfectly straight in, right? So what if Jar Jar Binks is a Sith? Ooh. Which would have been great. Which would have made the sequels way better.
If Jar Jar Binks was Kylo
instead
Ren.
Instead of Darth Sidious coming back.
Oh, I was talking about the...
Just imagine that scene when...
Jar Jar
Binks
just standing there like...
Now machine's like, Misa!
Wouldn't it also be great if Jar Jar Binks was Kylo Ren?
Yeah, I guess. But that would have been kind of weird if...
But how?
He was going to hook... Yeah, first of all, how? But also... And then...
No, let's not talk about like the logistics of it. Just how funny it would have been.
He would have fallen in love with Rey.
Duh.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Who wouldn't
Oliver
fall in love
definitely
with Rey?
Didn't.
No, she's cute.
Yeah.
I would marry that girl.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah. I think the train's gone.
Yeah.
Departed on that one?
But
no way.
No. What? No. I have some trilogy stats here.
No, he was talking about
me. Yeah, no, I was talking about him marrying Rey.
Oh, okay.
Or
so,
the actress.
So I found the worst rated trilogies of all time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are a lot of unfamiliar here and a lot of familiar ones. So the worst one is Atlas Shrugged. Have you guys heard of it?
Never.
No, and I didn't bother doing a research of looking at three movies worst rated in a whole trilogy. So... I didn't look at him. But number two, though, is Big Mama's House.
Yes, as that one I know.
There's
House.
Big Mama's House 1, Big Mama's House 2, and Big Mama's House Like Father, Like Son.
Are there really three of them? Damn.
I did not know there were three. I've only seen one, but that was hilarious.
Okay, and you want to know what movies that you probably do know that are on the list?
Yes.
So there is Taken trilogies on there.
Oh.
Night at the Museum. Is in the worst 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of fuck with
it. I liked one.
The Da Vinci Code?
But I didn't like the two.
Never watched it.
No? I mean, either, so. Human Centipede.
Right.
Is that a trilogy?
That's a trilogy.
Wow.
I never watched those either.
I watched one.
Look at us, watching movies. Oh, that movie? Never watched it.
Divergent. Have you guys heard of that?
Yes.
I read the books.
I read the books.
I heard the books are a lot better.
Look at us reading shit.
Exactly. So I watched number one. I didn't see the other ones.
I watched one and two. Two is okay.
The books were pretty good.
I really wanted to find out how it finished.
Did you guys, when I was a kid, see Arthur and the Invisibles? It's like this.
Rings a bell.
Fuck, I wish I could show you guys my computer screen. It's like these gnomes in the grass with like really long hair, and I don't know. Anyways, apparently a shitty trilogy. But yeah. So I think that's all we know on the shitty ones. Do you guys know which ones are the top rated?
Oh, I know. The Godfather is number one.
Nope.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Lord of the Rings. Godfather is number two. Star Wars Originals. Three.
Oh, and then the Hobbit trilogy.
Nope.
The Hobbit isn't too bad, though.
No, it's up there.
It's okay.
The book is better. I read the book.
I didn't read it.
That's also a final that's in two parts, I think, if I remember correctly.
It's in three. Yeah, they took one book and made three movies out of it.
You're right. I might be mistaken.
It might be two.
I'm pretty sure it's three parts. Yeah, it is. But The Dark Knight Rises, and then you have a bunch of like old ones. Toy Story is in there. Once Upon a Time in the West from 1960s.
Oh,
no idea.
Toy Stories. Oh.
Did you guys watch?
But that's four now.
Yeah, I know. So but did you it's guys watch Back to the Future?
I didn't.
I did watch that.
Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah. He almost has
intercourse with his own mother.
Yeah, it starts like the first one's great and then it gets
weird. Marty McFly is a wild man.
Also, Matrix is in there. It's not top, but it's in there.
It's they're making a new one. Did you know that?
Matrix?
Yeah, I heard.
What?
Yes way.
When he comes out and he finishes with him sacrificing himself to the machine.
I don't know how they're gonna do it.
I don't know.
I haven't read into it. I just know.
Have
they're
you seen Matrix
it.
3?
Mm, I've seen all one? Of them. Yeah.
I didn't really like it.
They're all kind of whack after the first one.
Yeah.
First one is I watched that maybe
it's probably
20 times
one of the best movies
or not
ever.
As a kid. Like yeah, it's
to be
so
totally
good.
Fair, it's
so
fantastic.
Good.
Morpheus, what a character.
Man.
Would you pick blue or red?
I can't remember which pills do which.
Give me a sec.
And neither does he.
He was just asking me a nonsense school question that he doesn't actually know the answer.
Oh, of course not. Oh, I found it. Yes, the red and blue pill is a popular meme representing a choice between taking a red pill that reveals an unpleasant truth and taking a blue pill to remain blissful ignorance.
You know what they say, though? What is it? Dumb people live the happiest?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, there you go.
So you would pick the blue pill?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not confirming or denying that.
We'll leave that up to our listeners, which is a total number of zero right now since we haven't posted one podcast yet.
Yeah, this is the last pre-recorded podcast though, so
what would you guys pick, red or blue?
Like and subscribe and comment what you would answer down in the description,
plus give us an idea to what we can do to people who complain.
Yes, and where can they find us, Sigval?
They can find us on Twitter and Instagram at CanComplainPodcast. You can also find us on Gmail, cancomplainpodcast@gmail.com. Anywhere else, Oliver?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
so
that was it.
I'm going to call it off. End of the episode. You want to say bye, Sigval?
Ciao, ciao, guys.
Say
it was nice
bye,
talking
Oliver.
To you.
Goodbye, guys. It's been great, as always. And remember, stay vigilant, stay frosty, and most importantly, hit me up on Instagram.
All good things are three.
All right. Bye-bye. It's the Can-Complain.
Wow. Ollie,
what have I done?
Ollie, go for it now. Now.
I'm just letting it build up a little bit.
Go for it.
Oh, there it is.
Go for it, Oliver.
That's absolutely disgusting.